part one. You're listening to another episode of Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is, I don't know what the hell this is. This is some strange-ass ad hoc, isn't it?
Ad hoc 107, John. 107.
Oh, are we going to number this one? 107?
This is the Skype 107 ad hoc. I am at my home. You are at your home. I am
no
dialing
doubt.
In over Skype.
Over Skype.
And we're going to try to pull off an ad hoc 107.
I'm using a shitty-ass mic. This mic cost, it's like $29 for three mics.
For three mics?
Three mics. I don't know what it is. They're $60 for three mics.
Wow.
It's actually a really good, it's similar to the SM58, but it doesn't sound all that good right now.
Where's your B2 Pro?
It's in my car.
I didn't feel like setting
it up. Yeah, I didn't feel like setting it up.
Lazy ass.
Shut up. It's hooked up through my, what do you call this damn thing? That pedal.
Yeah, the pedal. The Alesis. The Alaris.
It's hooked up through my, Paul Bryant pedal.
Oh, it's Paul Bryant.
Yeah,
how you
doing?
Better.
Hey, thanks, man. I had a cold. I don't know if you can hear a little frog in my voice. Ribbit, ribbit. Get it?
Yeah,
back on the news.
That.
Oh
that's
yeah, no
one.
Doubt.
About timing.
It's all about timing. That's right, Scott. Here, back on the air. Glad. To be around. Anyways, gotta go. Thanks for having me. Take care.
My pleasure. Well, back on the air with one day rest, John.
Yeah, one day rest. And I'm drinking a Fume Blanc. What do you have in there, Scott?
I've got the Glenlivet.
Glenlivet.
On the rocks.
Glenlivet. Nice.
Well, let's get things started.
Yeah, I don't see the word whore on Spike and Spike Skype anymore. I don't see the
what
word
do you mean?
Whore
you
on
don't even
Spike.
See her. What do you mean? I see her. She's not on.
What do you mean? What do I mean?
She's still on the list.
Oh.
You don't even see her on the list?
Yeah, I guess she is.
Yeah. All right, well, let's
get way down there.
Things started out. Let's talk about the forum. Spenny.
Oh, yeah.
She's made her presence known.
Yeah, I saw that.
On the forum, we have a big announcement.
No doubt.
The forums will be down on Wednesday.
Wednesday.
From about 10 a.m. GMT. Not sure when they'll be back up. But it should be no later than 5 p.m. GMT the same day.
What's that?
You know what GMT is, John? GMT?
Google Marine Time.
That's right. If not, check back on Friday. Friday's good. Love y'all. Spenny. Kiss, kiss, kiss. No hugs, just kisses.
La, 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 la.
Oh, just kisses.
Yeah, just kisses, John.
Where?
There's three of them.
Three kisses.
Three kisses.
Where?
In the forum.
Oh.
In the post in the forum.
Oh.
Don't you read the forum anymore?
I do, yeah.
Either does nobody
about?
Else.
What are you talking about? Parabalsy. Parabalsy.
Parabalsy.
What is his name?
Parabalsy, the flatlife.com.
Right. We've been sparring.
You've been sparring about what? The Second Amendment?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're retarded to say that gun control causes more problems.
What? I am?
According to Parabalsy. Retarded.
He said that about me?
Are you surfing right now?
No.
You're surfing. That's why you can't respond
to
me.
I'm not surfing. I'm responding. What do you want me to say? Parabalsy.
Yeah, Parabalsy. Parabalsy.
Is that how you say it?
I don't know.
Parabalsy.
He'll have to call us and leave a voicemail.
Yeah, he should call our Skype line.
Anyone arguing that gun control in Britain has led to more crime must seriously be retarded. That's what he said.
Oh, what an ass.
Retard.
Well, I did quote something from Freakonomics, that a statistic about pools versus guns.
Guns.
And that if you have a pool, you're 100 times more likely to find a dead kid than if you have a gun. That's a really cool statistic, don't you think?
I think so. I know a woman who had a puppy in a pool. She doesn't have a puppy anymore.
Because she shot it?
No, because the puppy drowned in the pool.
In the pool, yeah.
In the pool.
Yeah, so he was, he's very passionate about his wanting to take away my Second Amendment right.
He wants to take it away?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bunch of shit. What's the main argument?
He's for Kucinich, who is for banning handguns, even though Kucinich carried one in 1978 on his person with a permit because he was told to, because the mafia was going to shoot him.
Well, that's fine. People can change their mind. You can't hold something against them in 1978. What's that all about? People change their minds, okay? They get educated.
What do you mean? What's the education?
He now believes that citizens don't need to carry guns.
No, that's stupid. Okay, so Blackwater kicks my door down. What am I supposed to hit him with?
Well, here's the deal. 3 years ago, if you asked me about gun control, I would say, yeah, let's get rid of guns. But after being on the show and after discussing things with you, I'm not that way anymore. I changed my mind.
Yeah.
I don't have a gun personally, but I don't want to take the right away from anybody to have a gun, especially with the W regime in power.
I'm the same way. I stated that in there. I don't have one, don't want one, but I want to have that right there just in case I might need one.
Right on.
Hope it never comes to that, but, you know, I remember we had this discussion about, what's his name? Penn Jillette. And he did that bullshit on gun control. And I didn't like the way he formed the argument. I thought it was really loose. He was doing the whole straw man thing. But how he presented it. But his argument was basically about maintaining that right so that we can, you know, fight against tyranny.
Is that the same show where he went over the actual Second Amendment word by word?
Yeah.
And he pointed out where the comma was and how significant. Right. And that, for me, is what changed my mind with the belief system that the W regime, a chimp, is running the country and he's going to turn it into a police state. That and Penn and Teller is what changed my mind.
That's all you need, man, a chimp and Penn and Teller.
Right.
It's all you need.
I'm going to go see Penn and Teller in December.
Yeah, but I totally get his argument, because there was a time, I remember this guy, he was fighting against the NRA, his wife.
The NRI? What is that?
NRI, the National Rifle Industry. And he got his wife was shot in the back at a bank or something. And the NRA said, well, if everybody had guns, that wouldn't happen. No, she still would have got shot in the back, but then they would have shot him. But she probably still would have been dead. You can't take that away, you know. I mean, that could have still happened. So
I'm not going to take that away.
Yeah, so anyway, so what the guy's point was is that, okay, I'm for the Second Amendment, but do we really need fingerprint-resistant assault weapons?
No.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Why would you need that? Well, I need it for sport, for skeet shooting. I'm going to shoot skeet with fingerprint-resistant automatic weapons.
I don't get that at all. I don't think there's a need for automatic weapons.
Yeah, I do. Because if you're fighting against a militia that's kicking your door down, a government, a hired security force... You want to have the same firepower, don't you?
Well, I would rely on brains over brawn. Because if it's a hired security force, so you're gonna be dopes, right?
You're gonna like hook your house up like Home Alone.
We read a story about a hired security force.
No,
the guy $8 an hour, and he led the other guy right up to the office so he could kill eight people. I mean, that's the hired security force. So what? That weapons?
No, that's
I have
not
brains.
Like Blackwater.
I have brains.
Blackwater's like mercs, man. These guys are ex-major military.
Yeah, but they're all over in the Middle East.
Oh, no. They're trying to set up camp right along the border because they know that the growth industry is not in warfare. It's gonna
what
be,
is it in?
It's going to be in border security.
Like when they call martial law and Bush cancels the elections?
And start shooting Mexicans as they're trying to cross over.
And shooting us when we're trying to get out?
Right. Because, you know, Scott,
Mandela's dead.
Yeah, Mandela is dead.
Mandela's
he's not going to be
dead.
Able to help us.
They're going to shoot him, too.
Mandela's dead.
Yeah.
I don't want to send Mex messages here, John.
No.
Mandela's dead.
No doubt.
All right, well, moving on. Concerning email, we've gotten a lot of email, John, a lot of email, but not one email.
No.
Have we received?
No.
That tried to decipher the lyrics from Festivus Big Peter's
right
in Redneck Recital.
Right.
Do people not listen when they're, you know, I mean, we get a lot of people that download. Do they not listen? Do they
it's
just
early.
Download it?
The show was just posted, what, last week?
Yeah, it's been at least a week, right? We haven't gotten one email.
It takes a while.
Maybe because we went on hiatus. Well,
like
I went on
16
hiatus.
Times.
It's still subscribed to, but they don't listen anymore.
Right.
Maybe that's what it is.
It could be.
So we're getting a ton of downloads, but nobody's actually listening to us.
I think they're just nervous about calling. You know,
they don't
have
to call. They can call. They can email. There's many ways to contact us, and we're getting other emails. We're getting a flood of other emails.
Right.
But none concerning the identification.
Maybe they don't have an answer.
It could be. Could be they don't have an answer.
Maybe no answer yet.
I was thinking that I would have to plead our listeners to try to do it intellectually and not use the internets to come up with the answer.
Right.
You because you can use the internets and come up with this answer in 5 seconds. 5 seconds. So
no
what
doubt.
We're going to do now, John, is we're going to replay Redneck Recital.
Redneck Recital?
With Festivus Big Peters.
All right.
And maybe I didn't explain it right the first time. You need to identify the song that Festivus Big Peters is saying to Wink
Fabulous. Why do you keep saying Red Peters?
There's a guy named Red Peters.
Oh, Red Peters.
Red Peters, but this is all Festivus right. Big Peters.
Big Peters.
They may be related, I don't know. Big is his nickname.
Right.
Because he's a really big guy.
No
Usually
doubt.
Usually big guys are called tiny.
Right.
But they call them Big.
Big Peters.
He's a local guy I found in the phone book. We were hoping to use him on every show, but we get no response. None.
Sound hurt. Okay, man.
Well, right. Can you imagine if we went back in time for 2 weeks and spent our time with Shakespeare and we don't get one email?
Would we age?
No, of course not. We'd actually get younger.
What?
All right, whenever you're ready.
Stay the same age. All right, here it is. Ready?
When you time travel, you get younger.
Redneck
I'll explain it to you later.
Recital number 3. You don't get younger. It's impossible.
I'm feeling drunk. Juiced up and sloppy, ain't touched a drink all night. I'm feeling hungry, can't see the reason I just had a horse meat pie. Yeah, when you call my name, I salivate like a Pavlov dog. Uh-huh. When you lay me out, my heart starts beating like a big bass drum.
All right, there you have it.
Oh, yeah.
Festivus Big Peter's recital, Redneck recital. Now, if you can email us, call us.
Wow.
Away, and tell us what song he was reciting. You
no
can
doubt.
Win a fabulous prize. Fabulous.
Fabulous.
Right on, John.
You can call us at 1-847-889-4493. That's 1-847-889-4493.
Or 1-847-TTN-GIZD.
GIZD.
G-I-Z-D. GIZD.
No doubt.
No doubt, John.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. We neglected celebrity news last podcast, webcast. So let's. I have two celebrity stories here.
Two celebrity stories.
Now that David Beckham, you know who David Beckham is, John?
Yeah.
David Beckham.
Bend it like Beckham.
Bend it like Beckham has ended his first season with the LA Galaxy with a dud and no playoff hopes. His very good pal Tom Cruise wants to distract the soccer stud with some manly activities. Speaking at a London film festival on Monday, Cruise told reporters, "We will go out and fly some airplanes or race some cars or something like that. I'll talk to Victoria and see if she's all right with that. But we'll have some fun. While they're at it, they're going to lunch at the Abbey, go for drinks at Akbar, and unwind at a Hollywood spa." Sounds kind of gay to me. You think those two are knocking boots there, John?
Oh, yeah, sure. Why wouldn't they?
I don't know.
Do you see that new movie coming out with Tom Cruise?
Which one? It's about politics with Robert Redford and Meryl Streep?
Yeah, Lambs for Lions or something.
No, I have not seen that movie.
No, I didn't ask you if you saw the movie. The previews.
What did you ask me?
The previews. Have you seen that movie? That's yeah. I guess I asked you that.
Yeah, you did ask me if I was. I did not see the movie.
Oh, now we're going on exact words.
Yes, exact words. That's what I go on. Okay.
She's hotter than shit. I'm hotter than shit.
Perception.
I'm hotter
reality.
Than a pile of shit. Whatever.
Hey, you can't talk about conversations we had off air without some background information.
No, it's funnier. I said Jillian from The Biggest Loser was hotter than shit, and you said, well, I'm hotter than a pile of shit.
Well, I would hope so.
I hope so. I'm
so
hotter
say
than
that
shit.
About me. Who isn't hotter than a pile of shit?
Yeah. Like, she's the shit. As in
unless
cool.
You're talking about...
out of sight.
Well, even if you're talking about temperature, you would assume that a pile of shit would start cooling down immediately after being excreted. So the human body at 98.6, especially if you had a fever at the time, would be hotter than shit.
But it's a different take on it, Scott.
It's a different take.
Yeah. Like, that's totally tits. Well, it's not really tits. It's just really nice.
Really nice. It's not totally tits.
That's totally tits. I don't see any tits. What are you saying?
But when you think about totally tits.
You're using slang for slang.
Slang for slang.
Right.
Right on.
No doubt, Scott.
One other celebrity
like saying
story.
No doubt, or that's out of sight. Well,
right
is it
on,
really
John.
Out of sight?
Right on, John.
You could see it, but...
No, you can't. You can visualize it, but you can't see it. That's why it's out of sight.
It's out of sight.
Illusionist David Copperfield. Have you heard about this guy?
Cocksupperfield?
You know who David Copperfield is. Yeah. I always thought this guy was queer.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing wrong with that. I just thought he just preferred to swing the other way.
That dude bangs more chicks than Will Chamberlain.
Well, he's canceled upcoming shows in Southeast Asia following an FBI search of his Las Vegas warehouse.
The NRI and the FBI.
If you're a magician, why do you need a warehouse?
That's where all the stuff goes, dude.
What
when you
stuff?
Make it disappear.
The Statue of Liberty?
Yeah.
Goes to the warehouse?
It? Yeah. Until he can
the
bring it back.
Magician is at the center of an Dummy. FBI investigation after a Seattle, Washington woman accused him of raping her.
What?
In the Bahamas.
Right in the Bahamas, huh?
In the Bahamas.
He is it slang
her.
For the ass?
I think that is slang for ass.
Right in the Bahamas.
Right
Bend
in
over,
the tatanus.
I'm going to give it to you right in the Bahamas.
The 51-year-old, not the woman he raped, but the Copperfield is 51 years old.
Yeah.
Allegedly raped. Was due to perform in Thailand. I almost said Thailand.
In Thailand. Because it's spelled with TH, right?
Meanwhile, FBA agents. What did I just say? FBA?
You all right, dude? What are you
FBI
drinking?
FBI agents.
FBI.
Have denied seizing $2 million in cash during the raid on a warehouse.
$2 million. That's out of
so
sight.
So what is he doing with $2 million in cash in a warehouse? Wouldn't you put that like in your house?
That's,
why would you put that in a warehouse?
Because he made it disappear from a bank, and that's where it goes. It's like the Bermuda Triangle.
Because he's that powerful of a musician? I mean a magician. Come on, man. Pull it together.
Pull it together, man. Wow.
Pull it together.
This sound is so funny in my headphones. If you could only hear it from my perspective. You sound great. The sound sounds great. But my head, my voice sounds really weird.
Sounds weird,
It
huh?
sounds really... Weird. Does it sound really compressed?
As long as it doesn't sound like Pauly B on the latest Punkies since they've gotten back to the UK.
It might be.
Because I can't even understand... Pauly B, with the way Tony Hearn is recording him.
Come on!
It's like he's got the mic shoved up his ass.
You mean it talks like this?
Yeah, it's brutal.
Pauly B, yeah.
Brutal.
Brutal.
I got some miscellaneous stories here, John. Thanks to us, TTN Total Talk Nonsense, John and
talk.
Scott.
Total Talk.
GodTube.com was the fastest growing web property in the U.S. in the month of August.
Yeah.
Its 1.7 million unique visitors represent a 973% increase in traffic over the previous month. Well, we can't take all the credit. Some of the credit goes to Bob Broad.
Right.
And his killer songs. It's not okay to be gay. And
yeah, you know they're playing that everywhere.
They gotta be.
The abortion song.
He's gotta go on tour, Bob Broad. Maybe we should call him up and be his promoters.
Let's get him on Skype.
We can get him into like Starbucks and Barnes and Noble, shit like that.
Excuse me, is Bob Broad home?
Yeah, I think we'd have to call his mom. Guy's like in his 50s, and we'd have to call his mom.
His brother Neil is. Oh. Well, could you have Neil and Bob call us? I like the bang a chick in the Bahamas. That's a good one.
All right, John. Now, it was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
We practice on Monday and Thursdays because we are in a band, John.
We are a band.
I don't know if you know that, but we are.
I heard that.
I called you up. Was it a Wednesday or a Thursday?
Yeah.
I said, hey, man, you want to go to Van Halen? Because I can get instead of practice, we can do like a band field trip. We go to Van Halen at the local auditorium. And what did you tell me?
I don't want to see that suck-ass band, man.
I couldn't believe that. I have never seen Van Halen.
Really?
But you said, I don't want to see that. That's going to be shit.
Yeah, it's for shit.
Van Halen, how many times?
Like three.
Three times.
Three times.
Now, you saw him once with Roth.
Yeah, once with Roth and twice with Sammy.
Twice with Sammy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen him. And I would only go to see Eddie. I don't care about Roth.
Yeah, I saw him in 1984. Oh, they're way better with Roth, I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you've seen Roth and Sammy twice, so yeah. You would be the guy to ask.
Aficionado.
Right?
Well, I mean, Sammy's great and everything. He's fantastic, but it just doesn't have that Van Halen sound. It sounded more
Montrose.
I don't know. You know when, like, well, it, not really, but yeah, I guess kind of. Yeah, no, because Montrose was way better.
Than Van Halen?
Yeah, than Van Halen with Sammy, yeah.
Oh, right on.
No doubt.
I hear that.
No doubt.
So you told me to,
Bad motor scooter, baby.
I said I can get us seats behind the stage for under 100, or I can get us seats, like, a second row for $750 apiece.
I don't want to see Wolfgang Puck playing bass.
Is he really playing bass? That's the question I have.
When
is
I
he
could
just
see
like
Michael Anthony do his bass solo.
I wonder if that's out on YouTube, a Michael Anthony bass solo.
It's horrible, but it's just awesome, especially when, you know, and then he takes a big chug off of Jack Daniels.
Didn't he have a Jack Daniels bass?
Yeah. And then he pours the Jack Daniels on his bass and lights it on fire.
Oh, that's out of sight, man.
I mean, that just gets the crowd just insane.
Totally. Like David Lee humping a microphone.
Oh, Same thing. Did you see that?
Totally insane. All right, so you didn't want to go, so that's fine. I don't need to see Van Halen.
You sound hurt.
I do. I am. Let me ask you this. So what happens when you're Van Halen? The last song in your set list is the million-seller Jump with its synthesized keyboard opening. And the recording you're used to play back, the recording you're using to play back, the synthesizer, is accidentally run at 48K. Instead of 44.1K.
Yeah.
What does that mean, 48K instead of 44.1K?
It's how many cycles, man. Kilohertz.
Cycles. Kilohertz.
So it's like 1.5 semitones higher.
Higher in tone?
Yeah.
1.5 semitones.
Semitones, yeah.
Higher. Okay. Higher. We actually have recording of what that sounds like.
Yeah.
When they accidentally run the synthesizer to Jump at 48K instead of 44.1K.
And Eddie has his guitar tuned to like an A440. So he's like right there, you know, he's playing at the normal, well, whatever he tunes to for that tune. But he's obviously... Sounds like he's way out of tune in this song. Should I play it?
Well, there's been a lot of theories on what went wrong here. But the one about the synth seems like the best theory to me.
Yeah. There's
like
no...
Some of the theories are Eddie had gave him the wrong guitar. But if that were the case, wouldn't a roadie come out, run out right away and give him
another
the right
one.
Guitar?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So there's a lot of theories, but this, to me, is the best theory. And let's go ahead and hear what happens when you accidentally run the synth at 48K instead of 44.1K.
Ouch.
Ouch. Now, what happens is Eddie tries to transpose on the fly and match this fucked up keyboards. But the thing about this is the difference in pitch is non-musical. Like you mentioned, John, 1.5 semitones.
Right.
So there's no fret that he can choose to fix the problem. Right. The only thing that he could do is tune his entire guitar on the fly.
Right.
Which isn't going to happen. That's not going to happen.
No. Somebody should have already tuned up a guitar for him and whipped it out there. That could have been done in like 30 seconds.
So you're saying is backstage, somebody could have figured out that the synth was all fucked up and could have said, okay, I'm going to tune this guitar. It's going to take me 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give it up to my man, Eddie.
It'd be really tough, but you could do it.
It'd be incredibly tough. Yeah. I mean, because you'd have to do it with a tuner, right?
Yeah.
Because the sound, you couldn't do it with a full-blown Van Halen. A Van Halen live concert going on.
That's their sister. Van Halen.
You couldn't do it with a concert going on. You'd have to have a tuner, but you don't have tuners that tune by semitone.
To the tune, yeah. Right.
Well, Come on, man.
You're right on, dude. I'm right with you there, brother. Let's A-B this. I'll A-B it to the original track.
A-B to the original track.
Here's the live, and then I'll A-B it. How about that, man?
So the live one to me sounds higher.
Yeah, definitely.
Than the studio.
Right. And that's because of the 48 kilohertz. We had the same problem when we recorded a shitload of studio stuff back in the day. And we put it on DAT, digital audio tape. And we went to another studio to have it burned onto CD. And this guy was using Pro Tools, and he was trying to get it to 44.1 kilohertz, or hertz, sorry, 44.1 hertz. And because it was at 48, it was slowing down our stuff. So, you know, it was like, words escape me, but I can't calm down. So it sounded like we're liquored up. You know when we do that thing where we slow down Bush's voice so he sounds like he's drunk when he's talking?
What are you talking about? We don't do that.
No?
Come on, man. Theater of the mind.
Sorry. Come on. We have to. How are you going to explain it for the layman?
Here's what I don't understand. We're in a digital world, right? So are you saying that they had a tape that had the recording on and they played the tape in like a wrong tape deck?
No.
So how do you do this in a digital world? In a digital world, you would think that you could play...
It could be... they could have been using a DAT tape, sure. Or it could have been the keyboard playing live and he just... he's playing... Instead of down-tuned, he up-tuned it.
How does a keyboard player up-tune something, though?
I'm not sure exactly. I mean, I don't have a keyboard in front of me, but if you've ever seen like the bender, that little switch on the side of the keyboard to bend a note up and down, you're basically changing the kilohertz.
Right. There's the foot pedal as well. Yeah, so what you're saying is somebody may have, like the keyboard player ran over and he put his backpack on the foot pedal and he played the whole song.
Right.
With the bend
he could have. Yeah.
That's sure. a theory. We can put that theory forward.
We can
forward.
Work with that. I mean, it's just the way a tone cycles, the speed it cycles, and if all of them are cycled at that's, you know, speed, that's basically, that's what happens.
All right, then.
It's higher.
That's a good enough explanation for me. I tell you that. That I can tell you, John.
No doubt, Scott.
All right, let's...
It's like this. Listen.
Dell Hardware Warranty Support. My name is... How can I help you?
Well, my mom got one. Hello?
Hear me?
Yeah, I'm having a problem. How about now? I got my phone on. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. You're breaking up a little bit, but...
What if this guy was on amphetamines? What would it sound like?
All right. Well, what I got is my mom's laptop here, and it won't turn off.
It won't turn off?
No.
Okay.
It windows is down. Cannot turn it off. Try to turn off the power, everything. It won't turn off.
All right. Can I get the service tag?
Jesus Christ, I just gave it to you people. All right. Express service code is 49. You got it?
I couldn't hear you very well. You're yelling very loud. 49, is that right?
Yeah, it's close enough. All I need to know is how you turn this goddamn thing off. You know, your automated crap sucks, all right? And I think you suck, all right? Jesus Christ, how do you turn this fucking thing off? You understand that?
All right, well, I will just need to actually see what system you have here. So I'm showing that to you. Can I get the name on the account?
It's
all right, and the phone number is purchased out.
Why do you need all this? All I need to know is how you turn this thing off.
I need to verify the owner of the system, sir.
Oh, Jesus Christ, the number is 72.
All right, and can I get your name?
My name is
and your last name?
I'm her son. God damn you. Goddamn pig, well, I swear to God.
And your phone number?
My phone number is the same.
Okay, and your email address.
Why do you need that? Yeah, you're upsetting the fuck out of me, all right? You fucking goddamn asshole. Look, goddamn it. The fucking thing will not shut off. You understand that? Since last night. And you got a goddamn battery problem as well, all right? What the hell the fuck's going on with this goddamn thing? I'm getting very upset about this. You know, I've spent about an hour trying to talk to you people on this freaking automated crap you got, and that's what's got me all fucking upset like this, all right? And if you didn't have all this automated crap on your goddamn phone system, then somebody would talk to a human. You know what a human is?
Yes, sir, I do, and I will...
You keep acting like a goddamn computer and keep asking me pretty stupid questions, but all I need to know is how you shut this thing down. It says Windows is shutting down. It's been saying that since last night, all right? Now, how come it won't shut down? How come I can't shut it down? What do I got to do, rip the damn battery out of the back of it?
No, you definitely don't want to do that.
Well, what do I gotta do? Will you please tell me?
Yeah, all I need... So, do you not have an email address? That's all I need from you. Do you not have an email address?
I'm not gonna give it to you, all right? Let's put it that way, all right? Because I have nothing to do with this goddamn computer. All I wanna know is how you shut it down before it causes a goddamn fucking fire. Will you fucking tell me?
All right, so, you shut the system off. You see the power button on it?
I've been pushing it for the past 3 fucking hours. It don't fucking do nothing!
Okay, hold down the power button for 10 seconds right now.
Well, Jesus Christ, you could have told me that. You know, you're not very freaking helpful. You know that? You're a fucking asshole. And you can put this in your fucking records, all right?
Oh, yeah.
So that worked for him.
Yeah, yeah.
Hold down the power button.
Yeah. I don't think...
Dumbass.
Yeah. That wasn't a good example, by the way.
Of what?
Of what I was trying to say.
Oh, about tone?
Yeah. I got to do it with Adobe Audition.
Work for me.
Yeah. It's out of sight, man.
Right on. Right on.
So anyway, yeah. Yeah, it's fucked up. Van Halen sounded like shit. The whole song, though, that's what got me. You can check that out. I think it's on YouTube everywhere. It's the Greensboro Show, Van Halen Live, 2007. I think.
Well, when we do index the show and we get it on our homepage, we'll include the link to the YouTube video.
Ah, there you go.
That's the extra mile we go to. All right, John?
That's
to satisfy our listeners.
To satisfy.
Satisfy.
No doubt. And that,
right
that,
on, John.
That's one of the reasons why I couldn't go see him. I knew it was going to be a train wreck. You know, Eddie singing. Panamore, oh, Panamore.
Why would he sing like that?
Because he's got half a tongue.
What do you mean he's got half a tongue?
He had his tongue like two-thirds of it removed.
You just said half. Now you're saying two-thirds?
Well,
which is
the
it?
Three of them. It's like twins.
Come on, man. Nobody gets the inside jokes.
I know. Well, they're going to have to check out the video. Check out the catheter video. It's on the website now. Just check out media.
That's right.
And you can see the catheter
media.
Video. And then you can tell us. You can send an email and win a fabulous prize if you tell us who said that.
Yeah, who said that?
Who said the three of them? They're like twins. Yeah.
Three of them. They're like twins.
Yeah, because they dress a little more flamboyantly.
Right.
So, yeah, anyway, inside joke. Inside joke, you want to find out what that's all about, tune in to the website and click on media and check out the catheter video.
All right, then.
Yeah.
Before we get into politics, let's talk a little Bill O'Reilly and Ben Stein.
Ben Stein.
Bill O'Reilly and Ben Stein, and feel free to pause this clip whenever you feel it's appropriate for us to interject.
All right.
This is, they're going to talk about creationism, intelligent design.
In the beginning. Right?
And why they're being persecuted for having these beliefs.
Here it is.
In the Unresolved Problems segment tonight, how did life on Earth begin? Religious people believe a higher power created the universe. Secular progressives say all kinds of things, but God is not in the equation. And some believe those who subscribe to intelligent design, that is, a deity, created life, are being persecuted in America. Joining us now from Washington, Ben Stein, who has put together a new documentary called Expelled, No Intelligence Allowed, the film set to open in the theaters this coming February. So what's the issue in your mind?
Well, the issue is that Darwinism, which was a brilliant theory and a great, great relic of the age of imperialism in the 19th century, basically said mankind evolved from apes and monkeys and from cells and so forth.
Oh, wait a minute now. Is that what they said?
That's not what they said. And it's interesting the choice of language he uses. It's a brilliant theory, John, but it's a relic.
It's a relic, yeah.
So it's a brilliant theory for 200 years ago, but it's a relic of that era.
Right.
What a bunch of shit.
But creationism, it's new.
It's new. It's new. Exciting.
It's exciting.
It's new.
Yeah. Here it is.
And that's a brilliant proposition. Darwin was a brilliant guy. But it didn't say how life began. It didn't say how the cell got to have hundreds of thousands of moving parts, each of which has to work perfectly. It said maybe life was created by lightning striking a mud puddle. That has never struck me as convincing. And I thought there are a lot of gaps in Darwinism. Intelligent design is an effort to try to fill in some of those gaps. It might be totally wrong, but at least it's an effort to try to fill in some very obvious gaps.
All right, but you know when you say that, particularly you being in the show business community, you have one foot in there, that Christopher Hitchens, Bill Maher, who we just saw, are going to say that you're a primitive, that you're an intellectual deficient, that you have no right to intrude on the American secular culture by bringing up there may be a creator. And you say what?
I say there's a First Amendment. I'm allowed to say anything I want, and Bill Maher has nothing to say about it. And Christopher Hitchens, an obviously brilliant man, has nothing to say about it.
Wait a minute. He just said he has a First Amendment right, but I guess they don't have anything to say about it, right?
Well, right. They can say what they want, but Bill Maher's and the Christopher Hitchens can't because they're persecuting them. So it's a fine line between free speech, John. And the other thing, I read Origin of the Species. I don't know if you have. Have you read it, John?
No, I don't have.
I don't remember the paragraph that stated that lightning struck a mud puddle, and that's how it all started.
That's genius. Yeah,
that is genius. Stein. They can just spit this stuff out, and it like they know what they're talking about.
Fucking,
who ever said lightning struck a mud puddle?
I don't know. Benjamin Jeremy Stein. Retard. What a fuck stick.
He's a fuck stick. Go on, continue on. You're
he used to be a poverty
upset.
Lawyer. Did you know that?
A what?
He
lawyer?
Was a poverty. poverty lawyer.
Whatever that means.
In New Haven, Connecticut.
All right.
He was also an adjunct professor teaching political and social content.
Junk professor. That's what I call him.
Junk professor at the American University. He taught social content of mass culture at American University in Washington, D.C. What the fuck is that?
That sounds like an easy class. That's like when you sign up for class, you sign up for the history of rock and roll in that stupid ass class.
Now remember, he's the one that says, anyone? Bueller, Bueller, Bueller. That was his big acting debut.
He was in Ferris Bueller?
Yeah, he's the one that says Bueller, Bueller. You didn't know that?
I didn't know that. I'm going to have to check that out.
Oh, dude. Let's see. What movies was he in? He was on Seinfeld.
I don't even know his goddamn career. Just keep playing the clip.
All right. Why do me?
In fact, this whole problem is about a violation of the First Amendment. There are many scientists we interviewed, many, who have been expelled from their jobs, who've had their websites shut down, who've been denied grants, been denied tenure, because they wanted to question the limits, the boundaries of Darwinism and the gaps in Darwinism, and they've been expelled, shut down. That's not how societies progress. Societies progress by asking questions and having freedom of speech and freedom of inquiry. We're not trying to shut anyone up. Bill Maher can say anything he wants. All these Darwinist people, all these atheists can say anything they want. We would just like to have freedom of inquiry and freedom of speech. And is this problem important? Well, is freedom of speech important? Is freedom of inquiry important?
Well, but it's interesting because the state of Kansas, not a crazy liberal state, has ordered its people, teachers, not to mention that there might be a creationistic aspect to the universe. And you're right. I mean, the academics now have shut down. And I could never understand it. Why can't you just mention in biology class or whatever class you want that there are theologians who believe a higher power was responsible for the first life? Because whenever I get these atheists on...
Can you stop it here?
Yeah.
A couple of things.
Because it's a myth.
Violation of the First Amendment. Why is it a violation of the First Amendment? You could say whatever you want.
Yeah.
But if the people that are paying you to do scientific research don't like that you're saying, well, I don't know what it is, it must be God, then they have every right to terminate you.
Yeah.
And find a real scientist.
Everybody's heard this argument before. It's not new. Okay, we've heard that. We get it. We're moving on.
And the thing is, about the whole intelligent design and creationism, there is no science.
Right. There's no way to falsify any theory because you can't replicate it.
Falsify a theory? Provide a theory other than it was God. Provide a theory. And if your theory is it was God, I don't know, I'm too stupid to figure it out, so it must be God, then provide some sort of way to verify your through evidence. And it's impossible.
Right.
So why, if I'm running a college or if I'm running a research center and somebody comes up to me and says, I don't know why it must be God, wait, I'm going to send them back to work 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week to tell me that? No.
Right.
I'm going to fire them and get somebody who can
get
do
out.
Scientific research. And the thing, why, Bill O'Reilly, why can't they just mention it in biology class? What's the big deal?
Because it's not biology.
Right. It's not. Why don't we talk about the Easter Bunny and goddamn Santa Claus in biology class then? Huh?
The Easter Bunny, Santa Claus.
This fucking stuff infuriates me.
I know.
And I can't wait to see the movie.
I know. Doesn't it, man? I mean, it just pisses you off, doesn't it?
It does piss me off.
And the other day I said to my kids, I go, so, did you have your first day of silence in class?
Did he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And Shannon says, it's stupid. It's a stupid. What are we supposed to do? It's stupid.
How long is it?
I asked that. She says, it's like a minute. I go, how about instead of a moment of silence, how about a minute of teaching?
Right.
And my wife says,
minute of teaching.
The wife goes, no doubt. God, you know what? No doubt.
And what John's talking about is here in Illinois, the state we live in, they passed a law that in public school, there has to be a moment of silence every morning. So the children can reflect on the day's activities. And if they choose to, they can even pray if they want to.
And it's because they only changed. They changed one word. It was always in there. It was always in there. The moment of silence can be observed voluntarily. So a kid could go and the teacher says, hey, what are you doing? You got to be working. No, I'm observing my law given or my right, the law that says that I can have a brief moment.
Well, how
of
long's
silence.
A moment? I mean, if I was going to school, that moment would be like 8 hours.
Right. But they changed it from could to shall. So it means that you have to.
It's mandatory.
So the wife's pretty pissed. I'm pretty pissed.
Oh, it's a bunch of shit. It's
so
unbelievable.
I'm going to tally up with the moments, and I'm going to say, okay, this is how many days in school per year. This is how many moments per day legislated. You just took away X amount of hours of teaching away from my child. You fuck.
Yeah, I'm not hiring you, or I'm not paying taxes so that you can babysit my fucking kids so they can have a moment of silence and reflect. Teach the damn children.
Teach them. And you better not teach them about God, because that's what church is for.
That's right.
We don't
want them left behind.
Right. And that's what cracks me up about Ben Steinwitz. He's getting it all wrong. They always get it wrong. There's fucking Sunday school. There's CCD. There's all this shit where you can take your kids to, and they teach all this stuff.
Yeah, present that. And as a matter of fact, John, today, if you believe in that stuff, today the Earth is 6,010 years old.
Wow.
Today, October 23rd.
Wow.
It's the birthday, the Earth's birthday, if you believe that hocus pocus.
Earth's birthday.
6,010 years old today.
My daughter said something about God today, and I said, which one do you believe in? She goes, I don't know.
I always liked Zeus.
That's what I said. How about Zeus? Who's that? And then the wife. it's a Greek mythological god. Actually, every god is mythological, by the way. And then the wife rolls her eyes.
Oh, boy. Yeah. All right, let's get back to O'Reilly and Stein.
Right, here we go.
To hear these two fucking geniuses discuss this topic.
I want to fight O'Reilly, by the way.
Actor, and you probably know this. I said, okay, how did it all start? Well, we really don't know yet.
Well, the reason they're so angry about it and so defensive is because the theory has so many holes in it, and it's such a weak theory that they have to be defensive about it to fight off what are going to be some obvious attacks on it. I mean, this is a theory which was a brilliant theory in the middle of the 19th century. It's the 21st century. There are a lot of questions being raised about it. Nobody had any idea the cell was so complex. We would just like to be able to ask the questions. Maybe we're wrong. Maybe we're stupid. But we'd like to be able to ask
okay,
the questions.
Maybe.
Okay. Well, you know what? That's a valid point. But I don't understand what anything that has to do with... I mean, you really cloud everything when you insert a creator into the public education. Because you're saying, well, who's creator exactly? Muhammad,
Well, that makes it more confusing if you include who... created, but everybody has their own creator. So when they
That's
present
what I'm saying.
The stuff, if I'm little Muhammad from down the block, it's going to be Allah. If I'm Marty Silverstein, it's going to be Jehovah. And if I'm the Christian kid, it's going to be Jesus. So it's going to fit into my belief system. But it's suddenly turned into this incredibly weak theory. 150 years later.
Yeah, right.
When that couldn't be
right.
Further from the truth. It was a theory 150 years ago, and the evidence since then has done nothing but support it.
Every
and he
time.
Talks about the complexity of the cell. The complexity of the cell. What a bunch of shit. Pisses me off, Joe.
Yeah. Should I play more?
Of course you should.
I think, though, that people who believe in creationism are being persecuted in America?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. We have lots and lots of evidence of it in the movie. And, you know, Einstein worked within the framework of believing there was a God. Newton worked within the framework of believing there was a God. For gosh sakes, Darwin worked within the framework of believing there was a God. And yet, somehow...
Yeah, but they didn't let it cloud their scientific work.
Well, that's not exactly true. Many believe Einstein was an atheist. As far as Newton goes, Newton was as wacky as they come. I mean, the guy was a brilliant man. But later in his life, he spent his entire, like the remaining 50 years of his life, trying to turn shit into gold. And he was just, he would walk into corners and people would have to come in 8 hours later and say, what are you doing in the corner? I don't know. I just walked into the corner.
Yeah.
I was whacked out. And Darwin, the only time Darwin discussed God was when he talked about the theory that he had, how it would affect different religious dogma throughout the world. Because he was familiar with Galileo, who went under fucking house arrest.
Yeah.
He was familiar with the history of the church and how they persecuted scientists. Oh, but Bill O'Reilly and this fucker Ben Stein won't tell you that shit.
Right.
They'll just tell you that, oh, no, this is just a new idea. It's not a new idea. This idea has been around for 6,000 fucking years. And it's not a new idea. It's an old idea. And it's a shitty idea. That's what it is.
It sucks.
Darwin even had his shit published, most of it, after he died, because he was afraid of the shit of these goddamn motherfuckers coming after him, putting him under house arrest.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, you know. Anybody who stands up against creationism or religion or whatever has ended up dying. Burned at the stake, hung from the highest, you know, as a heretic. But
no, John, they're being persecuted now.
Oh, yeah, they're being persecuted.
They're being persecuted.
We're getting fired for believing
in... persecuted. They're being ignored.
Yeah.
And fired for not doing their job.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Go ahead. But today you're not allowed... to believe in. Why can't we have as much freedom as Darwin?
I don't know. It's an excellent question. I've never been able to understand why the secular authorities in education, all right, basically persecute people who raise a very legitimate question. Hey, you guys haven't figured it out, you secular pinheads. You haven't figured it out. You had a lot of time. So perhaps.
Yeah, Falafel Boy is calling us pinheads. Look at this fuck stick.
And he calls this thing legitimate. This legitimate thing that we don't have the answer, so it must be God.
Yeah, yeah.
How about we don't have the answer, so it must be the Easter Bunny.
Or Santa Claus.
How about the Tooth Fairy?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I want to fight him right now. Call him up.
We just want to let the kids know there are two opinions on this. But no, you can't have the kids hear that. Separation of church and state. I'll give you the last word, Mr. Stein.
Because there's so much fear out there in the secular community that their position is so precarious. We're not trying to shut them down. We just want to be allowed to talk and think.
Just want to have all cards put on the academic table.
Exactly.
All right, Ben Stein, everybody.
Are you afraid, John?
No.
Are you afraid?
No.
I'm not afraid. I mean, if my daughter asked me about it, she even did ask me about it, and I told her, hey, some people believe that this is what happened. So yeah. I may have done it with a little sarcasm and a little cynicism.
Right.
But I told her, and she can take that for what it's worth. I just don't want it happening at school. Don't do it at school. Don't do it in biology class. It's not fucking biology. Don't do it in science class. It's not science.
What's the point of having church then? We don't need church. Get rid of it. Start closing up all the fucking churches. What do you need them for? If you're going to start teaching creationism in school, there's no point. Just open the Bible right in school. Fuck church. You don't need it.
Right.
And you know what?
Why not? Let's do that.
Oh, that's a great idea. But the church is the first thing. And this is one of the things back in the day. I can't remember which forefather it was, but Jefferson, I think, had the idea that he wanted separation of church and state because he didn't want that religious influence in politics. And then there was other forefathers that said, we don't want politics influencing religion. We don't want money going that way and all that stuff. So we want to separate it. So there was two great arguments, one from the church side saying, hey, man, we don't want religion tainted by politics. We want our own. We want to practice our own thing. God is a personal issue, and we want to keep it that way. And Jefferson, on the other hand, said, that politics and individual rights are one thing, and we don't want the church's influence. We had that already. We don't need it.
Fucking amen. Nicely said, fuckers.
What's your fucking point?
All right, let's quickly move into politics on this national radio program. Glenn Beck, are you familiar with Glenn Beck?
Glenn Dick Beck?
Glenn Beck. Now, I don't know if the worldwide community knows this, but we've had these wildfires, they call them in San Diego.
Fires.
And they've moved from the wild into civilized and populated areas, and whole neighborhoods are burning down.
Right.
They've had to evacuate like 250,000 people. Here's what Glenn Beck had to say about it. I think there is a handful of people who hate America, John. Unfortunately for them, a lot of them are losing their homes in a forest fire today. His comments came as the forest fires ravaged parts of Southern California, leaving one dead and four firefighters wounded and forcing 1,500 people from their homes. So it's 1,500 yesterday to 250,000 today. And when he said that, John, he was just joking. He was joking.
Yeah, he was.
Because he's a comedian.
Right.
He's known as a comedian, isn't he?
All of a sudden, he's known as a comedian.
Yeah, all of a sudden, he's a comedian. And they start calling Rush Limbaugh a comedian.
Right, I know.
When did that happen?
He's
not a comedian. Who finds Rush Limbaugh funny?
I don't. I think he's a...
I find him incredibly stupid and arrogant.
That's kind of funny.
And drug addicted, but funny? No, I don't find him funny. Do you find him funny?
No. Fucking draft dodging fat ass fucking drug addict. I get so upset.
Loudmouth.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. So Glenn Beck went on his program today and said, hey, I was just joking around. You know, people, when I'm joking, they think I'm serious. And when I'm serious, they think I'm joking. I can't win. He can't win, John.
Yeah.
Glenn Beck.
That's a fact.
Win.
That's a fact.
I don't know how these people still have ratings.
I don't know
how Don Imus can come back and still have ratings.
I know.
Since the Don Imus. It's unbelievable to me, John. Unbelievable.
There's no rules.
There is no rules.
No.
There's no rules. There's no rules. There's no rules.
One of the things, we played a clip from a senator, Pete Stark. Did we do that last
show? Senator, yeah.
A senator, Pete Stark. Now, this guy had some things
to pull
say
it up.
About, yeah, do you have it? Is it available?
What show was that?
It was our last show. I believe it was our last show. Pete Stark, a Democrat from California. Do you know what he did today?
Last show. Was it 106 or 105?
106. Pete Stark, 106. Pete Stark.
No, man, I don't have that. You sure it was 106?
Look at 105. I'm pretty sure it was 106, but look at 105. As a matter of fact, I can go right to our homepage, John, and I could pull the clip up. You can pull the clip up from our homepage.
That's out of sight.
Pete Stark. Yes, it's in 106. Pete Stark. Click on Stark, and it will play what he said.
All right, hold on. Getting to Pete Stark.
It's under 106. It's about two-thirds of the way down. It's between Craig and
you're gonna
Prince.
You're going to tell us lies like you're telling us today? Is that how you're going to fund the war? You don't have money to fund the war or children, but you're going to spend it to blow up innocent people if we can get enough kids to grow old enough for you to send to Iraq to get their heads blown off for the president's amusement.
Right.
All right, so there's what he said a couple of days ago, and I don't see anything wrong with that, and we talked about that. It's an exchange of an idea.
Right.
It's a passionate idea and amusement, you know, for the president's amusement. That's his take on it. So come back at him and tell him why. Tell him why we're not spending money on kids' insurance. And tell him why we're spending double that on funding this war in Iraq. This illegal war, John,
right,
in Iraq. Tell him why, but no. Boehmer. You know Boehmer. We've played that fucker on the show before.
Right.
Boehmer.
Yeah.
He wants to censor the senator. But it got voted down today. They said, fuck that. We're not going to censor this guy. That's not going to happen. But it shook this guy up, this Pete Stark. It shook him up. So you know what he did today? Did you hear about what he did today?
He apologized.
He cried.
He cried?
Today for a controversial speech. He cried. He said, I want to apologize to my colleagues, many of whom I have offended, to the president and his family and to the troops, Stark said on the House floor, according to The Hill. I hope that with this apology, I return to being as insignificant as I should be. Now, what the hell does that mean? Yeah. I hope I return to being as insignificant as I should be. What does that mean? He's an elected official.
Right.
You're not supposed to be insignificant.
Right.
You're supposed to exchange fucking ideas. You're supposed to get the debate on the floor. God damn it.
But yet it's okay for George Bush back in 2004 to joke about, no WMDs here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
And it seems to be for his amusement, right?
Right, right.
Can't find him here.
Can't find him here. As he runs that slideshow.
That cocksucker.
And that's
pissing
the truth.
Me off.
And that's
you know
the
what
truth.
Else is pissing me off, John?
What's that?
I don't know if you know this. In Vietnam, I wasn't there. I got out of it. I had flash.
You got out of the shit?
Yeah, I got out of the shit.
Yeah.
But when Vietnam was occurring, college campuses throughout the fucking country were protesting. I haven't seen one goddamn protest from a college campus. The only thing I've seen is don't tase me, bro. That's it.
Yeah, but back.
That's it.
No, that's. You'll see it when the draft starts.
Oh, we got to wait for the draft.
That's that when it started. Yeah.
That's when they get their panties in a bunch.
That's right. Right now, it's insignificant because nobody's getting drafted. When people start getting drafted, all, you know, I think you said it too. And I know a lot of senators, like, I forget which one it was, but he had said he was for the draft. And everybody's like, what the fuck? What is this guy saying? And he basically said, hey, Charlie Rangel. He said,
Charlie Rangel. Murtha said that too. He said, well, let's do a draft because
draft
then we're going to get people to come out and say that this war is a goddamn joke.
Yeah. Then people will start getting all worked up. But, you know, if it ain't happening to them, it ain't happening.
Well, the other thing I don't understand is the last midterm elections, we got the Democrats in, we got them in control. And the reason we got them in control is because they were whatever Bush said, they were against it, and they're against the war. But they've done nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, they're the biggest fucking turnover, fuck-me-in-the-ass pussies I've ever seen.
It's a goddamn joke. This is an angry show, isn't it, John?
Yeah, all they're doing is getting fucked in the Bahamas. You know what I'm saying?
I tell you, that Bill O'Reilly just gets me angry.
Yeah, that fucker.
Fucker. And the guy has a show. I can't believe it.
Oh, I know. I know. Well, you know what, though? I heard the other day, I don't know if you ever listened to Eddie Schultz.
No.
Ed Schultz on Air America. He sounds a lot like Rush. I listen to him and Rush. I click back and forth. You know what? If there's a commercial on one, I listen to the other guy, go back and forth, right?
Right, right on.
And turns out, I heard that his show is getting more ratings than Bill O'Reilly now. And he's one of those progressive talkers, I guess.
Eddie Schwartz?
Schultz.
Schultz.
That's Schwartz, you dipshit.
Like Sergeant Schultz.
Yeah, Schultz. He used to be a Republican, and then he was dating this nurse. And he went along to help her out on a couple of, like, humanitarian things. And he'd been in places he'd never been before in his life. So he was jaded. You know, he had blinders on going through life. And he decided, this is fucked up. We got to help these people. And he started becoming a progressive. I don't know if he's a Democrat now, or I don't know what the hell that means. But does it mean
Here's
anything
what he is
anymore?
To me. He's a thinking man. He's able to observe.
Right.
And make and educate himself, unlike the W. This fucking guy. Chimp.
I don't understand this guy. You know, he had in the palm of his hand the possibility of being the greatest president in fucking American history. He would have been right up there with Lincoln.
He still thinks he is.
He's not even. Yeah. With a 24% approval rating.
History's going to prove him right, John.
Yeah, just like they did with the fucking the reorganization of the playoffs for baseball.
Right on.
Did you ever read that story?
Yeah, I read that. Dumbass.
27-1 or whatever it was. He was the only one that said, yeah, we shouldn't change baseball at all. Just leave it the way it is. And everybody else said, yeah, no, we need to change it. We need to get viewers and, you know, it's about making money. And the W says, yeah, history will prove me right. Well, it didn't prove him right because baseball's way more popular because of the reorganization of the playoffs.
Well, you know, we talked about his $5 billion he's raised for his library and for people to spin the history of the W.
Yeah, revisionist.
To make him seem like the greatest president ever. And I actually have an idea that a way to spin it that he is the greatest president ever. So whenever they want to call me up, it's 1-847-TTN-JIZZED, and pay me. All they have to give me is $1 billion of the $5 billion, and I'll tell them the idea.
And tell that, Bill O'Reilly wants to call us, too, because I want to fight him. I want a grudge match in the ring with that fruitcake. I'm sorry. Right. I didn't mean to step on you. He gets me so angry.
No, that's all right, man. I'd finish saying what I have to say.
He's like 7 feet tall, you know.
Whatever.
The first thing I want to do kickboxing, though. And I can only last about a minute, and I'm sucking wind. I'll probably have a grabber. But before I do, I'm gonna like roundhouse one of his kneecaps.
Yeah, you got to go for the kneecaps because the guy doesn't have any balls, right? So you kick him there and you get your foot stuck.
This is what he sounded like when he was getting his ball operation.
So what you're proposing, what you're saying, is he had a set and he decided to get him removed.
No, actually, this is me kicking him in the kneecap. Yeah. Hey Scott, right. Did you know? Did you hear this? This just in.
Soylent Green is made out of people.
That just in.
It's out of sight.
It was a bulletin.
All right. Well, I'm finished with everything I have, and then apparently Phil's
coming
over
about?
To your house. What do you got? What do you got left?
Is he today?
Well, I told him we might be doing it, and he said, well, I'll head over to John's because he wants to.
Oh,
he doesn't want to come over Skype.
God
damn it.
He
wants to be on mic. It's your home studio. He didn't want to come to my house.
How's he getting there?
I don't know how he's getting there. Who knows how he gets around? I don't know. A Segway? Who knows?
Right.
His mom drops him off? I don't know.
Right.
But he told me he was going to try to stop by.
Okay. Is
your
he stopping
house.
By?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Oh. I got some sort of email that says I need verification.
For what?
I don't know. It says right. It verifies I'm a real human being. Did I send you something?
No. I would just delete it.
Did you send me some?
I did not.
Oh, it's from you.
It's from me?
Yeah.
It's from me?
Yeah.
I
ain't answering it.
Really? When did I send it?
9:48 p.m.
9:48 p.m.
Anyway. You didn't talk about the story about General claims Bush gave marching orders.
Yeah, I didn't understand that story.
Oh.
The last thing I sent you was 11:14 a.m., so that's not me. Delete it.
Delete it. Which account did you send it to? Because I don't have nothing.
What do you mean you don't have nothing?
I got nothing.
About what?
You said you sent me something at 11:14.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I already closed my mail. email client.
All right, then.
Come on, man. Yeah, I didn't understand that story.
Come on, man. What? Come on, my ass.
I didn't understand that story about marching orders.
Right.
Marching orders. General claims Bush gave marching orders on aggressive interrogation at Gitmo. But marching orders, doesn't that mean like you're fired, like a pink slip?
No.
Your marching orders.
To march.
Get the hell out of here.
To march. To high step.
To high step.
Yeah.
Well, there's a new book that says U.S. uses methods of the most tyrannical regimes. They abused, torture, and killed scores of prisoners. Rounded up since September 11th. Including some who are not even expected of having terrorist ties. That'd be like you and me, John.
Yeah.
They round us up.
Right. Well, that's the whole thing about this whole NSA and all that. It's like I heard something recently about all the phone companies giving away everybody's phone data.
Yeah, they just give it away.
Just give it away. And now
there
they want.
Go.
And Dobbs said, hey, you know what? Why don't you turn all that shit over to us? We want to do a little oversight. Yeah, we'll do that as soon as you give all the phone companies immunity. Well, wait a minute. You said everything's legal. Everything's cool. Why would they need immunity? Yeah, we're not going to do that until you give them immunity. So, well, why can't we have the documents? Because they're it's secret. It's for security purposes. Homeland Security. So that means right now, if for whatever reason you get arrested and you need your phone information, you can't get it because it's a secret. It's a it's a guarded government secret right now.
Okay, so what you're saying is, if let's say I'm hypothetically convicted of murdering somebody, but my phone records can prove that I was 500 miles away at the time of the crime, I can't access those to prove my innocence.
Right.
Oh, that's just great.
Because right now it's guarded as classified information. Until they give that immunity, at which point then those documents are turned over for this investigation, and then it's public knowledge. And I got an email about Verizon, the company that I'm with, that I can opt out, but they've already sent my shit over to the W.
The W.
And they did it because Quest was the only company that said, hey, fuck it, we're not going to send this shit over. That's illegal. And then the government pressured them and said, well, hey, you know what? We're going to pull all of our government contracts then. Fuck yous.
Well, if I'm the W and I already have this power to just eavesdrop on everybody's phone calls and their email, I'm going to use it against the Democrats right away. I'm going to get the however many people are in the House and the Senate. And it reminds me of this Pete Stark guy. Pete Stark came out and he said something. The next day, the guy's crying and groveling
right.
And apologizing.
Yeah, because they said, we're going to kill your family if you don't fucking apologize.
Or they said, hey, can you explain these phone calls to who knows?
Yeah.
You know, allegedly, who knows?
Right.
Can you explain these phone calls to this brothel? This Washington, D.C. brothel.
Well, there's all kinds of stories out that they asked for these phone records before 9/11. And it's obvious that the NSA wants to use this wiretapping for no other reason. They don't give a shit about terrorism. Anybody who thinks that that's the point, they're fucking sadly mistaken. Because they want to listen in on what the Democrats are doing to make sure that they win every fucking office that there is and get that unified philosophy throughout the whole country to continue their agenda. And the only way they can do that is find out what the strategy is, and they can only do that by listening in, checking emails. Plus, they can make some money, too, while they're at it, because they can... They can look at emails that are going across the board that have to do with trading. You know, what's going on with new products, what companies are coming out with new innovations, and they can invest money. It's another way that the CIA makes money, because they can't get it all from taxpayers. So they have these erroneous investments. That shit's well documented.
Well, what a great, sinister, devious plan, right?
Yeah.
But then you put a chimp in charge, and look what happens.
Right.
Look what happens with a chimp in charge. Can you imagine if somebody who was just a little bit smoother than the W was at the helm? We wouldn't know any of this shit.
Oh, Clinton could have had a field day. Field term. That dude was clever, man. What is?
Right on. How clever to spooge on a blue dress.
Ever fucking asshole.
That's so clever.
No doubt.
To bring cigars into it.
Right.
Sorry, man.
Where are we at?
So whenever, if Phil doesn't show up, we'll give him, what, 2 minutes? I don't know how to end the show if Phil doesn't show up.
How's he going to show up?
He's supposed to come to your place.
Really?
Yeah.
How's he going to do that?
What do you mean?
Well, I don't see his car outside. I do not see his car. Is he walking?
I don't know how he's getting there. He's just supposed to come over, and he said he would stop by.
Yeah?
Yeah. What?
I don't see his car out there. Oh, wait a minute.
It should be. Maybe he's walking. I don't know. Maybe he rode his bike.
What the fuck is he driving now? Ford Falcon? Oh, my God. I think he's here. Hold on.
I thought you were in the basement. How could you see
outside? I am, but I could see through. There's a basement window right by my PC right here, and I could see right out.
Right, it's right in the driveway. That's right, because I've knocked on that window before.
He's not in the fucking driveway, dude. There's no room to park. I just saw somebody pull up on the street.
Right on.
You're not here.
I'm not.
Don't act like you're here.
I have been there.
I'm looking out my basement window. You know those window blocks?
Yeah, the blocks.
Really goofy.
Goofy.
So it's hard to see, but I can tell some fuck up is wearing a fur coat walking his way up to my house. Jesus Christ. Oh, look at that. Right on cue. Listen to that. Hold on a second, all right?
Yeah, all right.
Hold on, let me get the
All right,
door.
John's going to get the door. Phil showed up at John's house. I am at my house. We are doing a Skype ad hoc episode 107.
Hey, what's up? Come on back, Black.
They are headed back to the mics. Phil has shown up at John's house a little late. He's usually there right on time or a little bit early.
All right.
Let's turn it right over to Phil.
You okay there, buddy?
I'm going to go fill up my drink.
All right. Phil, you there? You all right, buddy?
Yeah, so of course I'm here.
So what's up, man? Should I just cue the music right away?
If you'd like to cue the music right away, that would be fabulous. I'm having some issues over here at my end, but that seems to be okay.
Right. All right. Seems to be going well, as usual.
Of course.
Are you ready to go? Cue the music?
Whenever you're ready to go, I'm ready to go, yes.
All right.
Now, with your award-winning TTN News, Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
Thank you, John. Third first third tonight. New study shows that if you deprive someone of sleep, their brain will run amok. In related news, the W gets by on 4 hours of sleep a night. Next story, John. A British engineer judged a beauty contest, appeared on national television, and shook hands with the Russian president, that would be Putin, after being mistaken for an international rock star. Neil Smith, 52, from Yorkshire, was working at a new steelworks in Siberia when he suddenly became the subject of everyone's attention. Mr. Smith revealed to a local bar manager, through an interpreter, that he once played bass guitar for a local band called Rocco. He said, "Something got lost in your translation. Next thing, the Rolling Stones are being mentioned, and I'm being whisked off to judge the Miss Siberian Beauty Contest as a VIP guest. Suddenly, I'm picked up in a limo with crowds of girls and TV cameras shaking hands with Mr. Putin. It was too late to explain, so I just went along with it, and my mates wouldn't believe me till they saw the photographs." Next story, John. Average adult in Britain drinks 37 bottles of whiskey a year. Average adult in Britain drinks 37 bottles of whiskey
That's
a year.
That's great.
Next story, John. A man in the U.S. state of Ohio was brought before the court after he was found naked in someone else's car. According to the Cincinnati Inquirer, 36-year-old Kim Joseph LeBlanc told police a leprechaun had led him into the car belonging to Nicholas Donahue. Donahue found the suspect in his car naked from the waist down and the car's speakers ripped out. Mr. LeBlanc continued his quaint behavior during a court appearance when he walked into the courtroom carrying a roll of toilet paper and a plastic air sickness bag. Next story, John. Fire at a legal Chinese shoe factory kills 37 workers.
Illegal?
A fire at an illegal Chinese shoe factory kills 37 workers.
Kiros.
May God have mercy on their souls. Next story, John. Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack almost bit off that man's dick. Gwinnett Country Police are calling a dog a hero after he saved his owner from an attack at the park. Police say the woman was jogging in Triple Mill Park 2 weeks ago. A man approached her and shoved her against a tree where he groped her. That's when her yellow Labrador retriever, Jack, came to the rescue. He jumped on the man and chomped on his leg near his groin. The attacker ran away. The woman is okay, and no arrests have been made. Next story, John. Next and last story, John. Next and last story. Naked from the waist down and holding a bar of cannabis resin is no way to go through life, son. Drug trafficking investigators led police to the apartment of a man who opened the door wearing nothing but a t-shirt and holding a bar of cannabis resin in one hand. Jurors heard yesterday, Godfrey Elilu is pleading not guilty to trafficking in cocaine and cannabis resin and the possession of both drugs with the intent to sell. And that's the news, John. Excuse me, I have a little bit of a cough. You know, it's just not the same doing the news without Scott here.
Right.
I don't think I've ever done that before.
He's not here, man.
Yeah, I'm back in, I'm at my house. Why didn't you come over to my house to do the news, Phil? Well, I didn't want to come to your house because I'd have to come over Skype, and I'm really not up on the new technology today, and I don't think it sounds as good as it should, especially for a seasoned veteran newsman like myself. It's very important my authoritative tone comes across the airwaves.
All right. Well, thanks for coming there, Phil.
All right, then. I'm going to leave right now.
Yeah.
On my way. Thank you, John.
All right, thanks for coming.
My pleasure. I hope Scott's back soon. I don't like these Skype shows.
Bye now.
Good luck.
All right, that's great, man.
That worked out pretty well, I think.
Yeah.
It's really going to be something pretty special.
Yeah, it really is.
When we put it all together.
Yeah, I can't fucking wait. I'll tell you what. I'm going to be amazed, probably.
I think we should take the unedited show and make that available somewhere.
What unedited show? What are you talking about? We don't edit.
No. That's stupid.
No.
Oh, God.
Come on. How are we doing on time?
We don't edit. We're like at 1:34. We're only supposed to do like an hour.
All right, 134. That's good with me. Episode ad hoc 107.
Ad hoc 107.
All right.
Yeah, we're out.
Out.
Later.
You're listening to John and Scott on Total Talk Nonsense.